This is Texas Public Radio, Shelley Koffler. Two Democratic congressmen considering Senate campaigns to unseat Ted Cruz spent the weekend at rallies in each other's hometowns. Representative Joaquin Castro of San Antonio eyed support in El Paso, while Representative Beto O'Rourke of El Paso held a rally in Castro's backyard. In San Antonio, a crowd of about 100 mostly Democrats packed the patio of the Tycoon Flats Burger Restaurant on Saturday night. They tried to mobilize support for unseating Republican Senator Ted Cruz next year.
Ted Cruz does not answer phone calls. Thousands of calls, he doesn't answer them. We have a saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, Ted Cruz has got to go. Yeah.
San Antonio's Joaquin Castro says he'll decide in April whether to run for his party's Senate nomination and a possible showdown with Cruz. Saturday, as Castro spoke in El Paso, some of his constituents gathered at the restaurant to hear from El Paso's Congressman Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke.
So much of the work that's important to you, that's important to this country, that's important to Texas, is not getting done. We're not able to get comprehensive immigration reform. Instead, we're getting immigration roundups.
Jody Iglesias, who supported Castro, says he's just checking out the options.
I haven't heard definitively that Castro was thinking about running. So my ideal scenario would be that Beto would run for Senate and one of the Castro brothers would run for governor.
Joseph Nazaroff was doing the same. He's an independent voter who believes others like him may lean Democrat in future elections.
I think Donald Trump has ruined the Republican Party. I can deal with a sane Republican, but he's not.
O'Rourke, the 44-year-old founder of a technology company and father of three, is beginning his fifth year in the U.S. House, where he serves on the House Armed Services and Veterans Committees. In the Alamo City, he found an enthusiastic audience for his take on Donald Trump.
Someone who stirs the worst in us, the paranoia, the fear, the anxiety, the hatred, and masks it as patriotism or nationalism or America first.
O'Rourke says those opposed to Trump's policies should not wait 4 years to change Washington.
If you want to know how to take back your government, take back the Senate. If you want to know how to take back the Senate, take back Texas.
O'Rourke knows the odds of a Democrat winning statewide in Texas are long. It hasn't happened for 30 years. He says, though, that during the past 3 months traveling the state, he's found a lot of independent-minded Texans who want results and don't seem to care which party delivers. He says Cruz hasn't.
Here's somebody who shut down the government for 16 days in 2013, preventing folks at the VA from being able to see and take care of veterans, stressing those who are in the toughest jobs in the Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection, and who's used his position in the United States Senate to run for president. And I think Texans deserve better. They deserve someone who's going to be a full-time senator.
O'Rourke calls Joaquin Castro a friend who would make a good senator, but
I don't know what Joaquin is going to do.
So O'Rourke says he'll make his decision on whether to run for the U.S. Senate independent of any other candidate, and he'll make it soon. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.